is the Becoming Epic Podcast. Becoming epic. Epic isn't a word that we're just saying. Becoming epic. Every person is courageous. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.
Welcome back to the Becoming Epic Podcast. My name is Adam Berezowski, and I am your courage coach. So I didn't do a Father's Day episode, so I figured why not do it the week after Father's Day. So I hope everybody had a great weekend. I was able to spend some amazing quality time with my little Peanut, and I call her Peanut because when she was born at 6 pounds, 6 ounces, and then ended up losing a pound, and so she got down to 5 pounds, 6 ounces. And she's just a little tiny thing. So I call her Peanut. And I think in maybe previous episodes I've mentioned that, or I call her Peanut when she's on the podcast with me. But yeah, so I know as a dad, I struggle a lot with anxiety, depression, stress, work, life, love, trying to balance it all. And I don't think I am the only one. And so, I want to talk about some of the struggles that I've had with parenting. I'm a single dad and, currently fighting for more custody with my daughter. So that way, I can be able to live an exceptional life with her and show her what it's like to live a great life. So some of the main things that I do have issues with is like obviously self-care. When I have her, you know, I feel like I definitely put myself last. We try to do things together that are more inclined to things that I would like to do. Like we spend a lot of time in my bus. We go to the beach a lot. We went camping two weeks ago, went camping, which was super fun. And like for me, it's quality time. And spending that quality time with her is, in essence, for me, self-care, because I don't get the opportunity to wake up and make my daughter breakfast every day, take her to school, things like that, because I only have her part-time. And so those are some of the things that I look at as self-care. And then during the rest of the week, when I don't have her, that's when I work out. I truly do take care of myself. I'm involved in a support group that I just celebrated 1 year in, actually yesterday, believe it or not. And so, I've been finding things that have been very helpful for me to be able to then, you know, take care of myself. So the other issue that I do have is balancing fatherhood and work. And the challenges that I have is, obviously, you guys know I own a gym. And part of that is early morning hours. And thank God I have this school bus, because I'm able to bring my daughter to work with me. I put her into the bus. She goes right back to bed. I bring my dog as well, so she's not alone. And she's right within eyes view. So, but it is challenging to, you know, make sure she's got everything for camp. She's in a summer camp this summer. And I just feel like sometimes I, you know, kind of wing it, and I tend to forget things. I tend to not schedule things correctly. And then obviously taking her to and from camp is it's just a stressful thing, right? Because we all have work and we have things that we got to do. And with my job, I work generally when people don't, because, you know, we operate in early morning hours and early evening hours. And so that's definitely been a struggle. But, you know, through the summer, it's been better because she goes to a camp down the street from us. And so it's a lot less challenging than during her school year when I have to drive 40 miles each direction in order just to take her to school. So trying to figure out balancing the fatherhood and work has been definitely a challenge. So coping with stress and anxiety. I just mentioned that I've been involved in a support group, and it's been a game changer. And I highly recommend that you find something, and there's a ton of men's groups out there for support, whether you're single or not, to help cope with stress and anxiety. I mean, there's so much anxiety, especially, you know, my daughter's 6 and she's out of the diaper phase. She's basically super independent, and but still, I still have a lot of anxiety, and it allows me an outlet to then go and get support, and, you know, find the tools necessary in order for me to, you know, just become a better dad. And so, yes, do some research, go find some support, because I do know that as a man, we are left to our own demise when it comes down to like this stigma of not being emotional, or, you know, just having it all to, you know, or having all the key things to just figure it out. And, you know, I cry, I'm emotional. You know, I stress, I worry, you know, I have all the emotions, but then finding the right support to support those emotions to then allow me to continue to, that's what I'm looking for, to progress as a parent, as a father, as, you know, a leader for my daughter. And so, so those are some of the things that I've done. And I've actually found some new hobbies that are super helpful, because I have a lack of hobbies outside of the realm of my business. And so I recently got into kayaking. I just so happened to win a surfboard in a bet, in a gentleman's bet that I made. And so I'm going to be taking up some new hobbies that still have to do with being active and, you know, activity, but then also tranquility, because I am definitely a water guy and I've learned that and I love it. I need it in my life. So those are some of the things that I'm doing with coping with stress and anxiety. So then the impact on like social expectations, you know, I generally have a very structured life. I go to work, I go home. I very rarely veer off of my normal things. You know, so my social life has suffered personally, but I don't hate that, because I've definitely found the people in my life that support me, that want to see me grow, that are rooting for me, and that are there to, you know, support me. And so, you know, even though I don't go out, I don't party, I don't do things, you know, I have found a path, or a group of friends that are there to then, like I said, support me. And then the challenges as a parent with mental health, you know, I mean, it's like, again, we're just held to this higher standard as a man, thinking that we just have to tough it out and figure it out. And sometimes we just want to crawl under a rock and die. And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. But yeah, sometimes we just feel way too much pressure and we want it to, just all disappear. But, you know, men do need to stick together, and, you know, other dads need to support one another, and spouses, you know, vice versa. Women, your spouse should support you. You should be then supporting your spouse to make it through some of the hard times. Cause, you know, I have gone through with my daughter, you know, I'm divorced, and it is impacting my daughter's life in such a way to where we have had to deal with some emotional issues, and being able to handle that, and it takes a toll on my personal mental health that, yeah, it's tough. And so being able to address that, and then again, like facing it head on by finding the help that you need and finding the support, I'm telling you, like, that is the biggest thing, is building your support networks, and whatever that looks like to you, whether that's friends or family. Like, I have some really close family that is there, super supportive, and I'm just so thankful for it, you know. And I don't probably say it enough, but I do have quite a bit of help that of either clients or family, you know, that do support me, that will watch my daughter if needed, you know, or just support me in general by giving me advice and tools necessary that have helped them through these hard times with their children. And so, you know, I'm trying to build better communication and emotional expression for, you know, strength, really. You know, sometimes I'm a super emotional guy, wear my heart on my sleeve, and I try to really, like, not quite hide it from my daughter, because she sees the empathy in me. She sees the sympathy. She sees the support. I'm her, like, biggest supporter, no matter what it is that she wants to do. I'm in it to win it. But then being able to then communicate on like to other adults, my emotional situations and my emotional struggles, you know, dealing with being a single dad and fighting for custody for my daughter and always trying to communicate with, especially my ex, who we see nothing in common. And the only thing that we have in common is our daughter. And that is very, 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 very tough. And so I am trying to build better communication with the people of my support system. And sometimes just letting it go. You know, there's only so much that we can control. And that's the one big thing that I've learned in this support group is that sometimes just got to let it go. And it's so much easier said than done, because letting something go, especially when it has to come to do with your kids, because I've always said this, and this might be a terrible thing to always say within a relationship, but you can always change your wife or husband, but you cannot change your children. And that is the one thing that is guaranteed, that no matter what, they will always be your kids. And so that is the most important thing for me. She is my daughter. She is my life. She brings me life, and it just, yeah. So it's all amazing. So building that communication is key. You know, I guess in my life, like redefining what masculinity is, because, in this day and age, it's looked upon as a negative thing, but, being able to, again, like not be masculine and be vulnerable and be open about the things that you struggle with and suffer from, you know, and I've had plenty of interviews on here with people who, you know, like have struggled with the same thing. It's like that we're all, maybe not all, but we're all struggle with some form of identity or trying to figure out our identity and what defines us. And so trying to play that role of traditional, like of a traditional man or whatever. But it is very hard in this day and age, and this social construct of life that we're going through. It's pretty insane, but you know, it is what it is. And again, there's certain things you cannot control, and I'm going to continue to focus on building, my authentic self and what that does truly look like. And then again, like seeking professional help. I've been to therapy, which was great. I've moved on from therapy, at least for right now. But then again, just seeking that help that is surrounded by mental health. Because again, I think there's I forgot the statistics, but the suicide rate on men versus women is astronomically insane. And just again, there's times where I feel like I have no support, even though that I know that I do, but it's like you don't want to feel weak in those moments of like when you need to be strong, and sometimes you just don't. And so seeking that professional help is so, so, so important. And especially this time, because I believe June is Men's Mental Health Month. And also that being Father's Day, you know, it is a very important day. And I know I struggle with something that I'm dealing with in my personal life. Unfortunately, it's not my story to tell, but, you know, about who is my daughter's father and what role and what does that look like in our relationship, because she has, you know, another parent besides her mom, that is involved in her life. And so, yeah, like that is what has helped me, is seeking this help to then kind of grasp and really in essence just let go. And then the last thing really is like nurturing relationships. You know, there's a lot of times where I get so wound up in my work or in my parents that I've just not nurtured relationships that have been important to me, and I've lost quite a few. And whether that's on purpose because they just were there for a season or a reason, but then again, like being able to keep and sustain the relationships that are so important to me, you know, because your network is your net worth, whatever net worth looks like. It doesn't always have to be about money. It has to be about support and structure. And there's a lot of dads that I am surrounded by that I do look up to that I'm like, man, that is like a dad. He puts his heart out. He, you know, he puts his kids first. He, you know, does the things necessary in order to fix himself to then in turn support his children. And so, so I want to leave you with just the, like, I see you, I hear you. I for as much as I need the support, I want to support you as well. And I want all the fathers out there to represent themselves the way that they need to be authentically them and not feel like they have to hold themselves to this high standard, because I know I felt it, I feel it, and I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be authentically me. I want to be the person I can. I want to be the best person I can to then show my daughter what it's like on how she should be treated when she then gets into a relationship, and to not settle for mediocre. And so this Father's Day was really, really, really important to me. Again, we spent the day on the beach, which is one of my favorite areas, one of my favorite places on earth. We parked my bus there from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it was glorious. And I can't wait to continue to just explore and adventure with my daughter, because we've been spending a lot of time in the bus just going to random places. And I have a really awesome road trip planned for us, which is going to be super cool. And yeah, so I hope you all had a fantastic Father's Day. I hope you were celebrated the way that you should, because yeah, you're freaking worth it, and don't think otherwise. So I love you. I'm going to keep this week short. I appreciate all my listeners. We've had some really great feedback regarding a lot of our interviews, and I have some more coming up in the weeks to come. So I hope y'all are having a great week, and every person is courageous.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Epic Podcast. If you're still listening to this, that means you took something away from this episode. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Becoming Epic. We'll see you next time. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you.